presentation should happen before registration of voters.
Mulele from Chingola says, as a leader, allowing your following to give their views first is wisdom, because when you speak, you will speak based on a larger perspective. But when you speak from your mind first, you stand a chance of losing your following by saying things not worthy of you. That's on Chismanda.
Well, if it's not yet happened in your constituency or in your area, please take time to just find out. Please take time to find out. You need to ask around. It's very important that you get to do so. So when this is happening, so you're part of this conversation. Just, I mean, part of being a patriotic citizen, being interested in the affairs of your country and narrowing it down to your area, your constituency. Well, that's been our conversation this morning. It's 8 hours of the news at 8 coming up next. And one of the stories in our news is centered around this delimitation exercise and how people have responded to it, and the reaction that has come through from the chief electoral officer himself, Mr. Brown Kasaro. So that is coming up next.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
To play your part in saving our planet, join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win best school solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to plant a million trees at Absa.Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Moving through the climb.
The headlines. ECZ describes heated delimitation discussions as positive for democracy. Economists cautioned government on debt risks from multilateral loans. In global news, US and Iran to hold talks as pressure for nuclear deal builds. Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro, says a strong debate and heightened emotions surrounding the ongoing delimitation exercise highlight the importance of the Commission's decision to engage stakeholders on matters of national governance. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Kasaro notes that while discussions in some districts have at times been intense, occasionally requiring the Commission to briefly suspend proceedings to restore order, such reactions are normal in the process of this nature. He has described the developments as a positive sign, indicating that stakeholder consultations are working effectively as the Commission moves toward finalizing the creation of 70 new constituencies. Mr. Kasaro has also expressed satisfaction with the overwhelming public interest in the exercise, stating that the high turnout at meetings across the country is both encouraging and a testament to citizens' commitment to the democratic process.
In some instances, in a few districts, we've had situations where the debates or the discussions have been so intense that sometimes we've had to maybe take a short break to just manage the situation. But for us, that just demonstrates the fact that, firstly, it was critical to consult stakeholders, because you can tell that they feel strongly about these issues. It was critical for the Commission to consult stakeholders. Secondly, it also demonstrates the fact that there's awareness in terms of how critical this whole process is to the governance of this country. So, as such, we are taking this as, in terms of the overall picture, as positive development.
Economist Esther Banda has urged governments to exercise caution against excessive reliance on financing from multilateral institutions such as the World Bank, warning that this could threaten Zambia's debt sustainability. Reacting to the World Bank's disclosure that its financial support to Zambia has grown to over $2 billion, with additional assistance expected, Dr. Banda says although the loans are concessional, crisis still contributes to the country's overall debt stock, cautioning that risk in debt levels heightens the risk to long-term sustainability. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Banda further notes that support from multilateral institutions often comes with policy conditionalities, which may lead to short-term hardships, citing the social challenges experienced following government's removal of fuel and fertilizer subsidies as an example. Dr. Banda has also expressed concern that heavy dependence on external financing could result in funders influencing policies in ways that undermine local resilience, pointing to externally funded agricultural programs that prioritize exports over national self-security.
When a country relies heavily on external financing, donors may influence sector priorities, domestic policy space can even narrow. So for example, agricultural programs emphasize export costs over food security, where local resilience may suffer. So it's critical to prioritize debt servicing over social investment. Inequality may rise.
Patriotic Front PSU Orlando Member of Parliament, Stephen Kampiongo, has described as shocking and regrettable the emotional conduct of Education Minister Douglas Mabuma in the National Assembly for responding to questions about the alleged payment of Nortech students who attended a public meeting addressed by President Hakainde Hichilema in Kitwe on Sunday. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kampiongo says that although the minister holds a position of authority, this does not justify belittling fellow members of parliament. He states that it was unnecessary for Mr. Siakalima to respond in what he termed a disrespectful way, especially when lawmakers were simply seeking clarification on matters of public concern. Mr. Kampiongo says that such unparliamentary conduct undermines the dignity of the House and raises serious concerns about accountability and transparency, as it may create the impression that there's something to conceal instead of providing clear and straightforward answers to the nation.
The reaction of the minister was totally unacceptable and regrettable. He's a comrade I've known in Parliament for a while now, and it was so shocking. I think that's what some authority can do when it gets to people's head. He was so disrespectful to fellow honorable members, and having been a member for quite some time, I wondered why he was even allowed to continue like that. But I'm sure even the speaker did realize that he was getting out of his way. He exhibited just, you know, tactics of a guilt.
Efforts to get a comment from Mr. Siakalima proved futile by broadcast time. Opposition National Democratic Congress Faction President Savoy Imboela has described the arrest of the party's Secretary General, Mamboi Zimba, as either a case of mistaken identity or a possible frame-up. Mr. Zimba was on Tuesday picked up by police following a post on a Facebook page known as Zambia for All 2026, which published a digitally manipulated image depicting President Hakainde Hichilema in a coffin with Vice President Mutale Nalumango appearing to pay tribute. Commenting on the developments, Ms. Mboela says there could be an invisible hand behind Mr. Zimba's arrest, suggesting that he may have been deliberately targeted for reasons yet to be established. She adds that Mr. Zimba's character and daily conduct do not reflect someone capable of authoring or circulating such content, and has urged law enforcement agencies to conduct thorough investigations before apportioning blame. Ms. Mboela adds that the party intends to formally engage the police to establish the facts surrounding the incident and ensure that due process is followed.
Very, very shocking, you know, that he's being accused of that. Mr. Mambo Zimba is a very, very administrative kind of person. He's not even so much into politicking, you know, that's just not his nature. So So we're wondering where the mix-up is. We don't know whether it's